Welcome to the Beating Average podcast hosted by Kenneth Kolasch, featuring speakers and content that will help you write your story to extraordinary.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome to the Beating Average podcast, inspired by my first new book, Beating Average, A Story to Extraordinary. My goal and hope for this podcast is that you receive concise, actionable, bite-sized chunks of content that help you build an extraordinary life. It means the world to me and others trying to find content like this when you rate, review, share, and subscribe to this podcast, because everyone deserves to know what it takes to beat average and build an extraordinary life. So let's recap. I pray you received a ton of value out of our first two episodes of this Engaging the Enemy series called Amplify Your Arsenal Against Average and Assemble Your Allies to Outmaneuver Average. If not, I highly recommend you check out those, because today we're getting really practical with the third episode of this series called Activate Your Advantage Over Average. Let's jump right on in. So guess what? You can beef up what you've got in your arsenal and organize all your allies, but if you don't activate, you'll never fully experience the joy, peace, and extraordinary life that comes from beating average. Because amplifying your arsenal was all about preparation, assembling your allies was all about organization, and today, activating your advantage is going to be all about implementation. The advantage you'll be activating, of course, is your preparation and organization. A prepared arsenal of personal development is definitely an advantage over average. And an organized assortment of allies also gives a certain advantage over average. But how do we avoid the snare of turning preparation into procrastination? And how do we avoid the trap of trading organization for hesitation? Let's talk about how to activate your advantage over average. The first point that I want to bring up is it's important to be strong and courageous. Now, that might sound a little strange or a little cheesy to you, but it takes strength to activate the arsenal of personal development that you've amplified. For example, doubt will naturally confront a person actively bettering themselves, so strength is needed to stand your ground against the doubts that say you're a lost cause. It also takes courage to activate the allies in your life that you've assembled. For instance, fear will attempt to dissuade you from actively uniting with other like-purposed people, but courage is needed to fight through fears that say no one is really there for you. And second, it's important to maintain your integrity and a good conscience when you're activating your advantage over average. As you activate the arsenal of your personal growth, resist the shortcuts and take the high road to maintain your integrity. Shortcuts may get you somewhere sooner, but they won't necessarily make you stronger. And every new level requires the strength you built on the way there to keep it together. The high road of integrity is the route to longevity, stability, and significance in whatever extraordinary story you're building. As you activate the allies of your extraordinary story, remember to resist temptation toward gossip and strife, because they eat at your conscience. What you say is important, of course. How you say it is very important. But who you say it to is the most important. When you get the who right, the how and what you say can make a real difference. But when you get the who wrong, the how and what are bound to disintegrate into corrupt conversation. And we've all been there. Refusing to participate in the wrong who conversation as the speaker or the listener is the surest way to giving everyone a chance at a good, clear conscience, genuine resolution, and leveled up relationships. The third aspect of activating your advantage over average is to produce discipline and steadfastness. When you're activating your arsenal of personal development, rely on the fuel of discipline to keep you going rather than willpower. Don't be deceived. What you sow, you will reap. Sowing a seed of discipline produces a harvest of discipline at the end of the season. Sowing willpower is like planting a field by hand. Hard work every season, all the time. But sowing discipline is like planting a field by machine. Yes, there's still work, of course, but much of the hard work is done automatically and for you. If you want a bigger harvest with discipline, you just get another machine. But if you want a bigger harvest with willpower, you give more muscles to the cause. One is a life of toil and burnout, and the other is a life of diligence and patience. Sure, you can get more done in a single season exerting all your willpower, but discipline gets more done in a lifetime than willpower ever could. Produce discipline by sowing the right type of work, diligence, and effort to fuel yourself for a prosperous lifetime instead of just a fleeting moment. When you're activating your allies against average, nothing beats a team that refuses to quit. No one has a perfect record, an unblemished life, or a perpetual clean sheet. Losses happen and setbacks occur, but the rewards in life always end up in the laps of the people who refuse to quit, stay knocked down, and abandon the fight. Unity is the speed of the fastest teams. Oneness is the safest place for marriages, and together is the strongest force for progress. If you and your allies can activate with steadfastness, you'll outlast your enemies and enjoy the rewards of beating average together. So now that you've begun engaging the enemy by activating your advantages over average, let's go through a few practical tips that you can implement right now. Tip number one, be a bucket, not the well. This one's funny because the well is the source, whereas the bucket is a container. So who wants to be a bucket when you can be a well, right? Well, the funny thing is you are made a bucket, not a well, a container, not a source. And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow because, you know, if you rely on drawing strength and courage only from yourself and trying to be the well, eventually your well will run dry, and we've all been there before. But if you draw your strength and courage from your Heavenly Father, you will not only never have an empty container, but you will meet your Maker unless you refuse to draw from Him. Spend time with God and you'll never go thirsty. Tip number two. Be a master of yes and no instead of a slave to maybe and I don't know. Liberty is God-given, but freedom is man-maintained. Personal responsibility is the exercise that maintains the muscles of your freedom. Lack exercising personal responsibility, and your freedom will begin to atrophy and give way to the weight of a cruel dictator fat with plans to keep you dependent on its desires. Maybe, and I don't know, is the language of those who don't know who they are, where they're going, how they need to get there, or even why they should go. Language of the undecided, unsure, and unpredictable attracts dominators like average that seek after the weak to control and enslave them. But a person who lives by their yes or no flexes their personal initiative, personal beliefs, and personal responsibility to maintain their freedom. Be the master of your journey by using your yes and no to beat average and chart your own course to the extraordinary life you desire to build in Christ Jesus. Tip number three, submit to your standards. Ugh, who likes that word submit? But we're going to start with it. We're going to go with it. A standard is two things, a measure to meet and a message to read, and both signal expectations and values. Traditionally, a standard was a banner raised in battle to indicate strategic movements and allegiance. When a banner was raised, the corresponding troops would activate appropriately and immediately, without regard for their emotions, ailments, or excuses. These banners set the pace, direction, and inspiration for the army. So discipline and steadfastness means running at the preset pace, direction, and inspiration you set for yourself, aka your standards, regardless of how the day is going, how you're feeling, or what circumstances have come up. Don't do more, don't do less, just do what you said you'd do. On your good days, don't be tempted to go further. On your bad days, don't be tempted to cut it short. Every day, submit to your standards, and you'll reap the rewards of a life lived by standards that beat average and build an extraordinary life. So there you have it, three episodes full of thoughts and tips on how to amplify your arsenal, assemble your allies, and activate your advantage over average. On our final episode of this Engaging the Enemy series, we'll be wrapping it up with another Story to Extraordinary interview with a great friend of mine. Tune in next time to see who it is and hear their inspiring story of beating average and building an extraordinary life. God bless you, your family, and your purpose in Christ Jesus. I'll see you next time on the Beating Average Podcast.
Thank you for joining us on the Beating Average Podcast. Remember to subscribe, follow Kenneth on social media, and check out his latest book at kennethkolash.com.